few months ago, visitors walking through Alabama's Music Hall of Fame in Tuscumbia would be flooded with music. A look through the songs in the jukebox, and you could play anything you liked for free. But today, it's a different story.
The Hall of Fame is presently closed due to lack of funding. Our power is off. We're in the dark.
Wiley Bernard is executive director of the Music Hall of Fame. He says the museum has been closed since Christmas because it owes money to the state, about $26,000 to be exact.
We report to the state as a state entity, but we're not funded by the state. And I'm probably the only state employee that is presently not being paid. But I do it for the love.
Today, Bernard is joined by a few museum supporters at Fame Recording Studios, just a few miles from the Hall of Fame. The recording studio in Muscle Shoals is legendary in the music world. It's where artists like Aretha Franklin recorded hit songs, including I Never Loved a Man. The list goes on with stars like Etta James, Percy Sledge, and Otis Redding. David Hood is one of those museum supporters joining Bernard today. He got his start at Fame Recording Studios as part of the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, also known as the Swampers. We met Hood last August when he was preparing to play in the Muscle Shoals tribute show in Franklin, Tennessee. Here he is playing one of his famous riffs. Those were better times. Hood is a little more somber today when he talks about the Music Hall of Fame.
As a musician, I've played every one of the induction banquets. I have donated instruments to the Hall of Fame, and now that instrument is sitting there in a cold, dark, damp building that's not being taken care of. I've been honored by the Hall of Fame. Yet that honor is tarnished because the state doesn't support something that is part of our heritage.
The Music Hall of Fame has had a bumpy past couple of years, starting in 2011. That's when Governor Robert Bentley first proposed to completely zero out the museum, which is a state agency, from the general fund budget. Over 90% of the Hall of Fame's budget relies on state funding. It's also the year the state tourism department focused on Alabama's music history to draw people to the state.
For generations, some mighty fine music has come out of Alabama. It's a year-long celebration where the roots of America.
That's a commercial from Alabama's Year of Music. Hall of Fame supporters like Wiley Bernard and David Hood called the timing ironic because of state funding cuts. They say leaving the museum out of the budget this year is shameful, especially now that a popular documentary is making its way through the national film circuit.
We started to explode. The world was coming to Muscle Shoals.
You thought you hadn't found a good girl.
Mustang Sally.
The documentary is called Muscle Shoals, and it focuses on how this small Alabama town burst onto the world stage of music. It received a standing ovation at the Sundance Film Festival last month. It also won grand prize at the 2013 Boulder International Film Festival in Colorado. Wiley Bernard says he hopes the film's success will relaunch the museum.
I truly believe it will spark. This is the catalyst that we need to really garner the attention that people have been trying all over the world to give us.
Bernard and other supporters say they feel as if their pleas are falling on deaf ears in Montgomery, but that's not entirely the case.
The Music Hall of Fame is a way in which we can showcase our heritage.
That's State Representative Johnny Mac Morrow. He's saying he's stepping up to try and help the museum.
It's a hypocrite that say, we like you, we want you, we need you, and we're going to take credit for you and use you. But when it comes to supporting you with financial assistance, we're not going to do that.
You thought you hadn't found a good girl.
Morrow says he wants to see the Music Hall of Fame brought back into the general fund budget, and he's going to put an amendment before the state legislature to try and do just that. Bernard Hood and other supporters simply want to tell state lawmakers, if there's no money, then let the museum become a private nonprofit. In other words, if you're not going to fund us, free us. Maggie Martin, APR News, in Muscle Shoals.
What you want?